Welcome to Game Preview. The Falcons are coming off a big win on national TV on Sunday, and now we have another battle of the unbeatens on deck. Guys, how do you see this one shaking out?
Matt Stafford is more of a threat to the Atlanta Falcons this week than Aaron Rodgers was last week.
Wow. I mean, I love Matthew Stafford. I think he's a great quarterback. He's the highest paid quarterback for a reason. But we just got through talking about how great Aaron Rodgers was, and we took care of him pretty quickly. I'm just not buying it. Why?
Well, I think that you just made part of my argument for me. I think this is a guy that's waiting in the wings. He's tired of seeing everybody else receive the acclaim. Everybody talk about, you know, this guy was an MVP and that guy was a former MVP and these two guys have been to the Super Bowl. This is a guy that wants his. He's going to step out there and put it on the line for this team. And his weapons, hey, you cannot argue the weapons. Now, two outstanding outside receivers. He's got maybe a very severe threat to the Falcons on the inside with the two running backs and the tight end. And that chip on your shoulder, been out there, and I've been through that a little bit. It eggs at you, begs to get yours. I think that's where Stafford is, and I think because of those things inside, they drive him to be that guy.
I think the accolades are nice. I think the quarterbacks will tell you. You were a former quarterback. But you know what? I think you're talking about Matt Ryan, too. I think he's got a pretty big chip on his shoulder. So we agree to disagree, but, you know.
Wait, Dave, you just briefly touched on some of the weapons that the Lions have, but I don't even think we've gotten to the biggest matchup of the game, and that's Detroit's pass rushers mm-hmm. versus Atlanta's offensive line. The Falcons are likely to be without Ryan Schrader. Mm-hmm. Enter Ty Sombrello. Mm-hmm. But the Lions have one of the hottest pass rushers coming into this game. Ziggy Ansah had 3 sacks versus the Giants on Monday night, and I know we don't know where he's going to line up, but there's something to say about that continuity on that Falcons offensive line and what that could do against a strong pass rush.
Yeah, Ziggy Ansah, I mean, his first 3 years in the league, 30 sacks. He was hurt last year, 3 sacks this year, as you pointed out. He's going to be a tough matchup. Coach Quinn talked about him today. He's a big guy with big, with reach, but he plays like he's 245 pounds. He's quick. He primarily lines up on the right side, though. But if they move him to the left side, big trouble.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think that Ansah is going to be a monster to have to deal with. Okay, how do the Falcons try to approach that? What do you do to a pass rusher? You run the ball at a pass rusher. You just talked about how big he is, how long arms he is. So that's easier said than done. I think you'll see some of that. I think Atlanta will attack him physically to try to take some of the pass rush out. But if he starts flopping back and forth like you suggested, we've got a young guy starting, and we're not sure about him. We're all kind of worried about it. If he gets over there, he could be a nightmare.
I think we're smart enough to protect that guy, that young guy. And I think Atlanta, you're going to see more of what they did against Green Bay with the crossing patterns. And Coach Quinn talked about it today. There are things that they haven't even showed in their offense yet. I mean, they uncorked things a little bit against Packers, but I think they're going to roll in this game. I think they win by 2 touchdowns. I think Ansah could be a factor, but I think it's going to be smooth sailing for them.
So let me ask you this. Issue, non-issue, the Falcons' tackle situation against Detroit's pass rush.
No, it's an issue.
It's an issue.
And Matt makes a great point, is the Ansah is one of the elite rushers. I don't think there's any question about that. So it's certainly an issue. I think the game's going to be closer than you think it is. Yeah. I think this is a superior team when you talk about Detroit in the 2-minute offense. Watch out for them when the game's on the line or at the end of the first half. Stafford might be the best in the game at taking that.
So if the Falcons go into Ford Field, win, move to 3-0, what does this win mean?
I think you climb right to the top of the mountain and put your flag in the ground and say, we're the best in the game, come get us. But I think that was kind of what their mindset was going into the season. But certainly, at that point, I think you could do that.
Yeah, I think they're there already. I think they win easily. I think they've got Buffalo coming up. I think they want to stack some wins up. I think they want to go into that bye week without having to make a move and get Vic Beasley back. And then they head into Foxborough, and that's going to be fun.
I think that if they win, that's beating 2 elite quarterbacks. I really don't know what else you could say that the Falcons need to prove at that point. All right, that's it for us. We'll see you on Sunday.